GAA program is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
Gia Vugas Falja, good Gian Clara, come and look, Clara Scale, Shockton, Clarella, Owen, Gia August, Misha Tom Comic, with you tonight again, as always, until 9 o'clock. And, well, I'm in a very exalted company tonight because I've got 1992 All Ireland winning Donegal captain Anthony Milloy here as one of my special guests in studio. And, well, we'll be talking to Anthony in a moment. Anthony wants to talk to us not only about Donegal and Roscommon in the Super 8 second round Senior Football Championship down in Hyde Park in Roscommon on Saturday evening. Anthony is also part of a newly established or newly founded fundraising group that has been set up by Donegal County Chairman Mick McGrath, specially selected. And, well, they had their launch in Dublin last Saturday, ahead of Donegal and Dublin in that All-Ireland Senior Football Championship qualifier. We'll talk to Anthony in a moment about that as well. We'll also hear from Damien Devaney, who is joint manager with Maxi Curran of the Donegal ladies football team. Of course, they're getting their championship campaign underway in the All-Ireland series this weekend. They take on Tipperary down in Castlereagh in Roscommon, a 2 o'clock start for that one. So we'll be talking to Damien in a moment as well. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined by former Roscommon star and All-Ireland club winner with St. Bridget's Club, Frankie Dolan. He'll be joining us a little bit later in the programme to find out what's the mood and how the inquest is going down in Roscommon following that 18-point defeat to Tyrone last weekend in the curtain raiser in Croke Park. But as I said, you can as always contact us here on 0866... It's no longer, it's not working, Jimmy says, tonight. So our text machine isn't working. So you'll have to just, send us some messages on Messenger or whatever if you have our personal numbers. But... as I said, it's All-Ireland qualifiers again this weekend. But first of all, Anthony Milloy, you're very, very welcome.
Thank you, Tom.
Yes. And I know you want to talk to us about fundraising and a new committee that you're part of. We'll talk about that in a moment. First of all, the Super 8s got up underway last weekend. Donegal went down to Dublin, 5 points in the end. What did you make of Dublin? What did you make of Donegal?
Look, at Tom, I suppose it always was going to be a big ask for us. Like, and we went down there to play... was one of the best teams in my era, you know, they're bidding for four in a row, Dublin. A very experienced team, and us with a fairly new young team coming along here, and we were always up against it, but I think we put up a good display. I was quite happy leaving Croke Park last Saturday evening, and we would have got a lot of positives from the game, and I suppose one of them was the experience of these lads of having played at a high level in Croke Park for the first time.
Yeah, and as you said, there was no disgrace in losing by 5 points to Dublin. Is that a negative attitude, but is it realistic as well?
Let's be fair, like, you know, Dublin were always going to be hot favourites for the match, and as I say, they're an experienced bunch of lads there, and with a huge bench as well compared to most teams, and I think there's maybe a few wee things that happened throughout the game, like, you know, one of them that comes to mind was maybe Jamie Brennan's miss. I'm not picking out Jamie played well, but maybe his miss at the time, all of a sudden
it was a goal chance, it was a goal,
goes down the field and they get a goal, so all of a sudden there's a 4 point turnaround here, and in games, you know, of this magnitude, you got to take your chances and things have to fall for you. I also thought maybe the man in the middle could have better games. I think he gave Dublin maybe some handy ones there at particular stages of the match as well.
Yeah. And tell me, what did you make of Dublin?
Dublin are still Dublin are still the team to beat, Tom, to be fair. Like, and, you know, they're going for four in a row, remember, this year as well. Like, and I think, to be fair, like, you know, we're the last team to beat them in Championship football as well.
Yeah. And overall, what's your thoughts on the Super 8 concept?
Well, I out of my own thoughts, I think that it has to get some tweaking maybe next year. I think it's a bit unfair. Like, it was supposed to be a neutral game. Like, I thought maybe if they were setting about going with neutral games at the weekend, like, we should have played Dublin probably in the likes of Breffni, you know, and so on and so forth. And, you know, us as Ulster Championship winners, like, we've had no advantage whatsoever. Like, you know, we're away to Roscommon next Saturday evening, like, and if results don't go right next weekend for us, like, our game against our own, like, would be sort of null and void job, like.
Yeah, nevertheless, if they go right for you...
It'll be a huge game, yeah, exactly, yeah. But I think, you know, I think we should be playing at home next weekend.
Yeah, at least
I
won.
But I think, you know, our county chairman, Mac McGrath, went to Dublin, and that was addressed in Croke Park, and I think things will be tweaked and changed around. But overall, as a footballing weekend, it was a poor spectacle for the games that we
played. Yeah, I suppose we look, Monaghan beat Kerry, Galway beat Kerry, Monaghan beat Kildare.
Yeah.
A big surprise there, Galway, was it?
It wasn't. Like, you know, Galway have a fair side there too. Like, and this is a young Kerry team, remember? Like, and I think, just going back to the point of experience again, like, I know, like, the 1-3 in our own minors and all that there, but senior is a totally different level altogether. Like, and I think Galway proved that there on Sunday. You know, Kerry have a new young side coming. We probably will see more of Kerry. But they're going to Clonus next week, and that's a tough game for them as well. Like,
yeah, well, the prospect of if they don't win, they're out.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Like, I think next weekend will be an intriguing weekend all round. Like,
yeah. And we'll talk about Roscommon and Tyrone as well, Dublin and Tyrone and Healy Park. That's a mouth-watering one. Later on, we could be joined by Frankie Dolan of Roscommon as well. To find out how the inquest is going down in the West. Yeah, but Anthony, tell us about this fundraising committee that you launched. Tell us.
Well, look at it. I got a call from a chairman, McMurrah, a couple 2 weeks back, and just generally to get maybe a group of people together just to raise funds. Just maybe going back to my own playing time of playing in the 80s and 90s. In 1992, and people would know what's happening probably, you know, that in 1992, the cost of running our county teams was between 150,000 to 200,000, right?
Trained 2 nights a week and played a game.
We trained 2 nights a week, like, and we carried one physio, maybe not some nights, and that sort of thing. But we had a small, with 25 or 30 players, we had our team manager and our 4 selectors, and we had a doctor. The doctor might be there, maybe all sessions was most of them with one physio. Now, we all know how the game has moved on since them days. Like, there's a total professional approach there these days, and I've said this often. Our county players have to put their lives on hold now if they want to wear and represent their county. Today, the cost of running all our county teams here in Donegal is in around €2 million. So that's where we're at, right? Now, we do get funding, like bits and pieces from Central Council and Croke Park and Ulster, but I think the present cost of running our county senior team right now is costing about €15,000 a week. So this money has to be collected. They're professional sportsmen, and I think it's only fair that these people do not want for nothing. They get whatever they want, because they are... I spoke to Michael Murphy last week, and he amazed me, like, his money, and he took me through Monday to Sunday.
Do you mind if you share with us?
Unbelievable. Well, I had it on my phone, but I left my phone behind me, Tom.
But, yeah, I know. You know, I was ringing, and it's in Divers.
It's in Divers, yeah, in Cathy, yeah. But up at 6:30 in the morning to maybe 8 o'clock in a gym session. That evening again, this Monday. Tuesday evening, they start, I think, about 5:30. They do have a video session, and then they go out to train from 7 to 9. Wednesday, back in again. And then they have these hydration tests and all sorts of tests that I never heard of, Tom, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
And body fat, all sorts of things.
You never got dehydrated anyway.
Never did, Tom. We have plenty of water anyway, that's for sure. and loads of other stuff after games that these boys don't have either, like, you know, but... As a matter of fact, but we have a total professional set up these days, and I think a lot of people throughout the country, throughout the county, don't know the effort these lads make, like, to wear a county jersey as well, and the sacrifices they are making.
Yeah, and then we hear about the Dublin players all having sponsored cars, and they have their meals delivered to them each day, and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, well, that's where they're like, see. Once upon a time, and I always say this here, success, you know, brought in money, right?
Yeah.
But today, like, money brings success, and that is the way it is. Like, and the Dublins and the Tyrones of this world and the Kerrys of this world are way, way ahead of us. And, you know, we're looking at setting up, you know, what we've done, Tom, is we've brought people in round a table, and everybody's welcome. Like, we have 7 or 8 people there at the moment. There's more people we hope to bring in, like, and with different ideas of how we can take in funds. to fund particularly our senior county team and other county teams as well at the moment.
Because it's not just the senior team.
It's not just, it's all teams, because the under 20s and 17s, hurlers, everything, that's the cost of it right now, in around €2 million. And this money doesn't fall out of the sky, Tom. And like, we have to go fundraising somewhere. And we're looking, you know, we're looking at setting up groups, various groups, maybe in Dublin, USA, London, Scotland, all over the globe, because we have so many good Donegal people out there with a huge interest at heart for Donegal and Donegal football. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping it started to happen to them sort of people as well along the way.
So it's in its very early stage, not
just
really
at the early stages, Tom. And so, like, we're also looking at down the road as well of Conway, our centre of excellence, and thankfully the contracts are signed there now. So that's, there's going to be exciting times ahead of us, and we're hoping to get Conway as well finished in the next 2 years. Like, and there's another €2 million to come up with there as well. Like,
it sounds like Donegal need to keep winning.
Well, that's what I said, Tom. It's not all about winning. Like, you know, once upon a time when you did win, like, the money came rolling in. But, you know, we need more than that now to get the whole show on the road. And like, you know, that's where we're at. Like, so we got the ball rolling just last Saturday. It was a sort of a networking exercise, really and truly, in the Skellon Hotel. Like, and we will, like, we're going to meet once a week. And we're asking people to come in if they've got any idea, like, that would bring in funds for us as well. Everybody's welcome, Tom.
Look, take just a break there, Anthony, for a moment, and maybe get a drink of water or whatever on board. But Donegal Ladies, of course, they've had a very successful run as well. They won back-to-back Ulster titles just about 5 weeks ago, and they begin their All-Ireland bid this weekend. They play Tipperary down in Castlereagh in Roscommon in a first-round group game. Donegal in a group along with Tipperary and Kerry. Each team plays each other. That's two games, and the top two go through to the All-Ireland quarterfinals. Donegal, on the back of their run through Ulster, they scored, 12 goals and 28 points in two games against Monaghan and Armagh. And, well, they're training tonight, but earlier this evening I spoke to one of the managers, the joint manager of the Donegal Ladies, Damien Devaney and Maxi Curran, and I got the thoughts of Damien Devaney and the latest from the Donegal camp ahead of Sunday's or Saturday's game.
Yeah, exactly. We're looking forward to it now. It was Tipperary this weekend, and they were beat by Kerry last weekend. So if we get the result this weekend, we'll be guaranteed. It's actually a quarterfinal position. So two out of each group of three qualified.
I'm not sure if you've pinched yourself a few times given the Ulster Championship campaign. You've had 12 goals and 28 points in two games.
It wouldn't be too bad now. We scored very highly in the two games so far, particularly the Ulster final. You know, it was a bit of a shock to the system, I would say. But hopefully there's a few left in the tank now for the games coming up. But all the girls are working really hard, and the management team are working really hard. So hopefully we'll continue going forward.
And as I said, it's 5 weeks, I think, this week since you won that Ulster final against Armagh. How have you kept yourself busy? Did you take a break, or was it straight back into training?
No, there was no real break. That maybe 4 or 5 days off at the start of it, and then right back at it. So they've worked very hard. I suppose last year I would have noticed that the break would have killed them last year, because they came back after 6 or 7 weeks and were caught flat then against Mayo. Where this year you have the wee bit of comfort from the fact that it's a group. So You've two bites at the cherry. There's a group of three, so you're guaranteed two games. Where last year, if you were caught cold, that was you and Kerry Mayo were probably out a couple of weeks beforehand and had that extra game, and it made all the difference. So hopefully all the teams are going in on a level playing field this year into the group stages, and hopefully that'll make a bit of a difference. No, we've had a few challenge games in that, and I suppose every team's in the same vote. I suppose Tipperary obviously had the game last week, so that'll probably stand to them a wee bit. A tight enough game against Kerry, but no, we'd be confident enough now that we've enough done, and that even the matches we're doing in training are quite competitive, and that'll stand by the girls.
Obviously Tipperary, the third team in Munster behind Cork and Kerry.
Yeah, they would be now. They won the Intermediate All-Ireland last year and went through the season unbeaten, and then came this year and won Division 2, which was a big thing for them. So they're definitely a team on the up. They have a couple of outstanding players. You know, Ashley Maloney there would be as good as what's in the country. So they have a really good side, and they'll be very hard to beat. And after losing last week, this will be their last chance to lose. So they'll be all out for it. Thank God we've everybody fit. You know, everybody's good to go. I suppose Kira Grant was one of the ones missing there around the Ulster campaign. She had a crack bone in her hand, so she's back training and able to go again. So now we'll have a full panel to pick from this weekend.
So obviously that's one of the benefits of the long break. Everybody get, clear up those knocks and bumps and bruises.
Exactly, get everybody cleared up and fit and raring to go then. And the few weeks, I suppose, flew. But now they're all raring to go and looking forward to a game.
And obviously on the back of your Ulster campaign and the fact that you're a Division 1 team, you're going to go into this game very much the favourites.
We probably are, you know. I'm not really wild out into that, you know. We've two games to play now in the next 2 weeks, and we just need to get everything right and go out and put two big performances together. And if we get that, we'll go into an All-Ireland quarter.
The GAA programme is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
Gee, agus falter rash. Could you and Clark come and look last scale and shock the show with me, Tom Cormack? Before the break, there we heard joint Donegal ladies manager Damien Devaney on Donegal's prospects against Tipperary in that All Ireland Senior Football Championship group game down in Castlereagh on Saturday afternoon. It's a 2 o'clock throw in. So if you're heading down to see Roscommon and Donegal in the senior game at 5 o'clock, you just could be able to squeeze it in. Man will tell us in a moment or not if it's possible to get from Castlereagh to Roscommon in maybe 3/4 of an hour. I think it is probably quite easy to get there. But obviously, we're looking forward to that game on Saturday evening. It's a big game for Roscommon, it's a big game for Donegal as well, I suppose, and maybe even bigger for Donegal in many ways. I'm delighted to see I'm joined in studio by Donegal's All-Ireland winning captain of 1992, Anthony Molloy. Anthony, looking ahead to Saturday evening and Roscommon, it's a big game.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's a crucial match for us. It's a must-win game for us, in fact, Tom. And there's a feeling out there like this is going to be an easy match for us, you know, the general in Donegal, and I see it totally different. I think we'll be facing a backlash from this Roscommon, you know, maybe just to restore pride back again in the Roscommon jersey. So they'll be going all out, and they've absolutely nothing to lose against us, and we'll be going down probably as favourites in that. But it's a big, big game, and it's certainly a big game for us, Tom.
Yeah. And tell me, Roscommon suffered an 18-point defeat last week to Tyrone, obviously very demoralising, coming on the back of a good win and a good performance down in Portlaoise the Sunday before, or the Saturday before, against Armagh. How difficult is a player to get over something like that?
It's certainly, mentally, it'll be tough, you know, with just 1 week to prepare oneself again, and I would know that there. But, you know, with all the people that's around these days and the back room and the staff they have, they'll get Roscommon ready. And you know, they have absolutely nothing to lose. And they're playing at home, remember. Roscommon, even in my time playing, it was always hard to beat down in Dr. Hyde Park. So let's face it, it's a big game for us. And it's going to be a very, very tough task for us. And if we come out of it with a couple of points won, I'd be happy.
Yeah. Well, to find out maybe with the mood in Roscommon, I'm delighted to see him joined by one of the stars of the not too distant past, Frankie Dolan. Frankie, a good night to you and welcome. And Anthony Molloy here in studio with me.
Good night, lads. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
And tell me, Frankie, I suppose the big question on everybody's lips up here, and I'm sure it's the big question on everybody's lips down in Roscommon as well, can Roscommon bounce back from that defeat against Tyrone? I suppose that's the $10 million question.
Yeah, I suppose, lads, those questions will be answered on Saturday evening. I know Anthony said there that Donegal will be facing a backlash, and that's what you'd expect from this Roscommon team. You'd expect that they'd want to come out all guns blazing and try and restore some pride. I don't know if they became a very poor team overnight, but they've a great opportunity. I know from my own time playing, and as Anthony said himself when he was playing, Roscommon never feared Donegal, whether they played them up in Donegal or whether they played them in Hyde Park. And I think we've a decent record against Donegal over the last few decades, you know. So they have an opportunity to try and right some of the wrongs of last week, but I think it's going to be very difficult. What worried me last year was when, after the draw game with Mayo, I still have questions over the conditioning of the team. They were flat in the replay against Mayo last year. The game was over after 10-15 minutes. We played Armagh the week before last. We were flat against Tyrone last weekend. That's the worry I'd have, and a lot of the talk this week has been the conditioning of the players. Now, Kevin McStay, this is his third term in charge. He's questioned the conditioning of the players, so I don't know what way they're going about their training off the field. That's a worry that an awful lot of Roscommon public have down here. And so, listen, Saturday night is going to be a huge task for them. I was up in Croke Park at the weekend. I seen Donegal, and Donegal can be happy enough with their performance coming out by only losing a few points. And I suppose we're probably targeting this game to say we can beat Roscommon in Hyde Park and bring Tyrone to Ballybuffet, where they have an excellent record against Tyrone, and have a crack at them and try and get into a semi-final.
You say there that Kevin McStay is questioning their conditioning. Surely he has an input, he's the manager, into how they're conditioned.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, this is his third year involved and his second year as manager himself. So it's strange that he's come out with that. But that's he'll have to answer that again probably down the line when the season is over. You know, I'm sure the county board and people outside in around the clubs in the county and chairmen and there'll be meetings, they'll be asking what's going on behind the scenes with this Roscommon team. We've got some lovely footballers, don't get me wrong. They can play football if they're let play football. But the worry that I would really have, and it shone out there last Saturday evening in Croke Park, was the only player that could really break that tackle, take on two or three players, a real blister and pace, is Enda Smith. I don't think any of the other players have that conditioning to do that. Now, Enda Smith is one of the top footballers around. He represented Ireland in the Aussie rules, and rightly so. So the worry is, if he's the only player that can break the... If you understand what I'm saying, Tom, the top teams have a very good defensive line and defensive setup. Enda can break that line. He has the pace, he has the power. And that was evident last Saturday evening. The rest of the players weren't doing that. They were going sideways with the ball. They go across the sideline. They come back. They weren't going in their twos and threes at real pace and power at Tyrone. And Donegal can play that game, and Donegal can counteract that. They sort of play like Tyrone in a way, if you know what I mean. So it'll be interesting to see, will Kevin McStay set up the team more defensively than the last couple of games? They'd normally just drop Niall Kilroy, the centre half forward, in front of the half back line, half forward line. I think they have to change it up. It's going to be a massive change to do, because they've played like that the last number of years, to try and just keep to try and go man for man and drop the 11 in front of the full back line. But that plan has not worked. It's outdated. It's gone. We've conceded 5.43 in our last two games. So something has to change. They've only got two training sessions to work on something. So it'll be interesting to see in Hyde Park Saturday evening if they can come up with something.
Antti Minoy, is it possible to make a change like that, a dramatic change like that, in the space of a week?
I don't think so, Tom. No, yeah. Not especially not in the space of a week. And it's more of a rest these players should be getting, because, you know, to be fair to Roscommon, they're coming through the back door, and they're out week after week there. And, you know, Roscommon looked a tired team, I don't know, and maybe tired mentally as well. And I think we spoke with us, you know, before the programme.
I was speaking to Damien Donlan, a former Dundee Roscommon player, yesterday. He lives in town here, and he was telling me he was in Portlaoise the week before, and it was 27 degrees, and we know Armagh are pretty physical as well. So obviously, because I thought I saw strains of what we saw for the replay against Mayo last year on Saturday night in Roscommon. So is it possible to recover like that in a week as well, physically?
It's a very short time, you know, recovery, and you really and truly wouldn't want to be doing anything, really, and both Roscommon have to try and work on something, tactically as well during the week and that there. And so, look, it's still a lot to play for, and suppose you can plan all you want, but it's how you approach the game and how players play at the end of the day, on the day, Tom.
Donegal winning the game last weekend on the back of big wins over Cavan, Derry, Down, Fermanagh, you know, were tested to an extent by Dublin. Obviously Dublin won, so there was a test. But is there still some lingering question marks about this Donegal team?
Look, we're an up-and-coming team, Tom, and, you know, some of us have played in Croke Park at that level for the very first time last Saturday evening, you know, a good few of us. And, I don't think we reached our heights of the Ulster final last Saturday evening. I know that we could play better, but, you know, there again, that's Dublin. Dublin pushed up on us, Tom, right? And I see people talking about our kick-outs and that didn't work. There were times our goalkeeper had nobody to kick it to. That's how much Dublin pushed up on us. And then when we kicked it long, it went too long, in fact, and then over our heads. So I think that's something Declan will be working on this, you know, all week.
I did a piece with Sean Ferreter for the paper last week for the Democrat, and he says he adhors short kickouts, that he wants long ball, and he says that Sean Patton has a massive kickout, as we saw in the Ulster final. We saw times last week he could kick into the other half of the field, you know, and that we should be utilising that.
Yeah, I thought about that myself, even like leaving, like, you know, that maybe, you know, we might be better employing Murphy on the square, like, because this man can land it on the far 45, remember, and let Murphy come out onto it, maybe, you know, maybe make a bit of room there and, you know, try some of these long kicks, like, and maybe get possession, like, and suppose, you know, we certainly think, I just think of Neil Gallagher, like, back, you know, a year or two ago, like, when we need a possession, Neil was the man to get it for us, like, you know, and we have to start working on things like that, I think. You know, I think we tend to overthink about the short kick out.
Tell me, Frankie, what did you make of Tyrone?
It's hard to know after the poor performance Roscommon put in, but I suppose one thing that was evident, they were excellent under kick outs. They have a number of different kick outs that they can use. They break at so much pace and power, it was frightening. And they were going in threes and fours. And they were going hard, and they were always going forward as much as they can. And Roscommon really, really struggled with that. Around midfield, they've done very well. I think Lee Brennan is back for the next round, as far as I know, against Dublin. He was their top scorer in the National League, so he'll be a boost. He'll be a boost. And Colin McCarron is out, so Tyrone will be. They'll be confident after that performance. They've Dublin in their own backyard at the weekend, and I think they'll fancy a crack at this Dublin team. I don't think they're at the level they were at for the last number of years, but they're still the team to beat, in my opinion. They're down Jeremy Connolly, they're down Bernard Brogan. Lazar are well able to rack up goals in games. Dublin have been racking up the big score, the goals in games that they have over the last 3-4 years. So they've hit them in their backyard, and they won't fear them. I think they'll have a right good crack at them. There could be a couple of rows in it. You never know. There could be one or two or three sending offs. You'll have to see how teams react. So I think Tyrone have a right good chance against Dublin at the weekend.
You'd be tempted only for the game in Hyde Park to head to Healy Park.
Yeah. I'm covering the game myself for the radio, but I think that could be the game of the weekend. I still fancy Donegal to overcome Roscommon at the weekend by a number of points. I think Donegal have changed tactics from where they were the last number of years. They've been putting up big scores all year, which was very impressive. I've been looking at them through the league. They've changed their game. The one worry I'd have for Donegal is probably their full back line. They're lacking that bit of pace. There's Paddy McGrath and McGee in there. If Roscommon can get primary ball around the middle and get quick ball into the likes of Jermaine Murta, Donny Smith, Kira Murta, these guys can score. That's the worry I'd have for Donegal, is if they can expose that full back line. If they get bodies back in, they should be fine, you know, but that's where Roscommon have struggled over the last few years, is playing against the top 3, 4, 5 teams in the country, breaking that defensive structure. That's where they've struggled all year. If teams push up on Roscommon, they go man for man, especially on the kick-out. I don't think Roscommon have much of a kick-out strategy, and go man for man, they can really, really target Roscommon. Roscommon struggle when teams run at them at pace, real pace, as we've seen in Croke Park last weekend.
Look, that's the voice of Frankie Dolan. Unfortunately, the clock has beaten us once again. Just to remind you, the Mickey McCann Music Festival is on in Dromore this weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, with a feast of traditional music. And of course, that's the add to the great P.O. McCann. My thanks to Anthony Malloy for coming into the studio. My thanks to Frankie Dolan for joining us from Roscommon, to Damien Devaney and the Donegal ladies, to Jimmy Stafford on sound, Gudjian Shachtan, to Hogan, Slán agus Bannock.